This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I got a story to you in just a second, but I'm joined this evening by Rob Morse from the Polite Society podcast, the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, the Slow Facts WordPress blog, featured writer at Ammoland.com and ClashDaily.com. Hello, Rob.
It's great to be with you again, Bill. Finally, our lives sort of shake down to the regular schedule, but it's still Monday.
Well, let me tell you what I've been having to go through, which one of the things I dislike about being live is when your equipment goes awry or when so I've been having this buzzing now for the last 3 days. And it's been really bad. Now it's only been on my end. So the board ops are over there sitting there going, we don't hear nothing. And I'm over here going, I'm completely distracted. So
wow.
I've been doing, I'm not hearing anything now. Wait, you're not hearing nothing? You're hearing something now. Is that what you're telling me? What are you hearing? Well, yeah. But before that, I had all kinds of humming. So I had to go out and I bought a piece to put in between everything. And that's fixed everything. But then I had to get, all of my settings were off on the board because I've been troubleshooting like a crazy man. So I'm glad everything
works.
Your
equipment back together because you had to rattle it all apart to make it play nice.
But there's no bullet holes in any of it.
Good.
No bullet holes in any of it. So
the ninjas would have offered to shoot it all for you if you need it.
I'm sure. Of that I have no doubt. So what have you got for us today, sir?
Well, you have your list. Oh, by the way, before we start, I was just, digging through the rest of your broadcast from last week.
Yes.
You honor me by using some of the things I write.
Right.
And I'm listening to you. I go, I know that guy. Hey, that's my stuff. The way you present it is what I wish I'd said. So thank you for what you bring to the party.
Well, I'm not doing a whole lot to it. I mean, I'm reading it as I see it, and there's not too much ad-libbing I can do to it to make it that much better. So
on the other hand, what you do change, I go, oh, I could have said, darn it, wish I'd thought of that. Okay, so, boy, we have...
But you're welcome.
We have choices. One of the things, I don't know whether I got to talk about this. I got to chat with a bunch of people at NRA. I learned, and it is a passion of mine, this faster training. Georgia and Wyoming recently had school districts that said, here, we're going to arm teachers. You guys, here, we're doing it. You legal guys, it's either legal or we'll figure out a way to make it that way. Come bring your lawyers. And a strange phenomenon has started to happen where teachers, they go, we think you would be a good choice. They go, you don't have to worry about tuition. I'll pay my own way. And what we're having is, you can imagine very easy for you and I, given our age, your daughter is a teacher, and you go, honey, would you get your concealed carry permit? Even if the school's not ready yet, just go get it. And, why don't we think about seeing if you can go to this faster training? And then the school finds out and goes, oh, you could do that. Yes, that's right. And as one of these, I'll call them volunteers, they go, if you select me, I'm going to do it. Here's the quote, use my tuition to pay for somebody else who can't afford the training. And often the tuition, sometimes they can afford it themselves, but often it's from, parents or spouses who go, one of the first lives you'll save will be your own, and we'd really like to see you. So pretty neat stuff.
Yep. Well, I mean, you know, wanting to be the characterization that everybody was doing was that these school shootings happen really, really often, and they don't.
No, that's but, great.
But being in a position where you could repel one,
right,
is better. Not being in a position to where you can repel one, or having a bucket of river rocks, or you know, some of the other crazy, you know,
the mini ball bats,
yeah, that's not so good either. You know, gunfire is best dealt with gunfire.
Right.
The best way to stop an active shooter is to shoot him. the most rapid way to go.
It is very much like first aid training. So the probability that you will walk up on somebody that needs a tourniquet applied is really pretty low. Now, that's not saying it's zero. Probably once in a lifetime, someone in your family will need first aid care. Heck, given first, Bill, heck, it's already happened to you, right? Heart attack?
Yes.
I'm thinking in my own family, my brother jumped on somebody's chest. We've had car crashes. Stuff happens. And if you think back, the FBI says the probability, now not school shootings, but the broader category of being the victim of a violent crime is one per about 3.5. So I'm going to say one per family per lifetime. And if you think of your family, you go, yeah, my friends were robbed at knife point. That person was hit from behind and robbed in a dark alley. It happens. We tend to forget. Now, thank goodness, school shootings are rare. Church shootings are actually more likely on a per person basis.
Right.
And the FBI came out with a report that now it's documented. It is rare enough. There were like 50 in the last 2 years, still way too many, roughly one a month. Not, you know, you and I've seen lies that wildly exaggerate that. But the FBI said, and in about 10 cases, ordinary civilians, some of them armed, some of them unarmed, took care of the threat before police arrived.
And stopped it, right? I mean, the spree shooter was not a spree shooter.
In one case, there was an event where this guy was in an area, tried to shoot it up, an armed civilian shot back, didn't kill him, so he ran away and shot up someplace else. It's still a victory. I'm going to claim it gave first responders more time to get in the game.
Right.
But for many of us, can we say how good our audience is? It's still a tough lesson. Most teachers, despite their broad experience, it's hard to wrap your head around the fact that when a murderer comes to school or to your church, he's going to keep killing until he quits or he's stopped.
Right.
You'd like to be in charge of when he stops, not him.
Yeah, and that's the case with any crime, with any of these violent crimes that are not homicide. You're really sort of at the mercy of whoever is perpetrating the crime as to when he's going to stop. So he may just beat you half to death. He may just take your stuff. He may try to beat you to death. There's no telling. And there's no rules for him to follow regarding that. He's in charge of all of that.
What does the distinction that they made there, a process criminal or a, what was the other, the contract? Some guys want to arm, to rob you for what you have. That's dangerous. The guys who rob you because they like it,
yeah,
they're even more dangerous.
Yeah.
Resource, that was it. Resource versus process.
Yeah. So, well, you know what? We'll cover the next topic when we get right back. Rob Morse is he's both a podcaster and a writer. You hear the stuff. You hear where he's at all the time. You should go check him out. I check him out, and that's where I get some of the good stuff I talk about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Let me tell you something. You know you've reached the promised land when you're advertising bacon on the show, which I have known that for quite some time. My guest this morning, this hour, is Rob Morse from Polite Society Podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories Podcast. Writes all over the place as well.
So your career is high on the hog, huh?
High on the hog. Plus, we have, yeah. we have, we have, uh, you know, Second Amendment-driven real estate ventures as well.
Hey, what did I have a question for you.
Sure.
What did you think when you saw the reports that crime fell in Dallas when the NRA was in town?
Well, I mean, it's the same thing that happened in Louisville, and it's the same thing that happened in Atlanta. I've been to three of these, and all three of these, you know, everybody's like, well, you know, that was the best, that was the lowest crime weekend they had, ever have experienced. And, you know, were you carrying it down there?
I think it's because you came to town.
It has nothing to do with that. I was a blip, if I was that, at best.
But
right. There, you know, Dallas, Texas is a pro-gun state. No matter what they say about the NRA annual meeting, it is never a gun-free zone. They've never had one that I've been to that is a gun-free
right.
zone.
When the president is in the room, there's an exception. Other than that, now,
if he's in the room, he can be in the venue in a different room, and we don't have to disarm in the other room.
And when his son walks through the venue,
yep,
the world doesn't degun.
Wide
he may have
open.
Some
yep.
some muscle with him, but that's all.
Has he walked through the room? If he did, I didn't notice.
Oh,
him.
I saw Don Jr.
Okay, I saw it shot show. I saw some people, you know, posing with him, but.
Oh yeah, I was hanging out with one of the guys I was hanging with does engraving, and someone was doing a custom gun for Don Jr. And the engraving part was they were talking about it, and then if I'm standing in a booth nearby and there comes this herd of there's Don Jr. Oh yeah, he was on the floor.
I did not notice that. I was too busy being whatever I was doing while I was there. So.
Yeah, you can be situationally aware or sure. You can actually go to the show and, you know, pay attention to the few things that are right in front of you. It is kaleidoscopic, isn't it? There's so much to look at.
Yeah, it's and that's even if, I mean, when I'm walking, you know, from point A to point B, because I always have to go from point A to point B, I'm trying to look at this stuff as I go along, and even if I take the same path, there's so much crammed into that little small space that you notice something that you didn't notice the last time you went by there.
Do you think we could taking people to the NRA annual meeting is a ADHD test? We time them how long it takes to get from A to B. And if they never show up, they go, the ADHD medicine isn't working. They were distracted 500 times. They forgot what they were doing.
I think a lot of people would be diagnosed with ADHD if that was the criteria that we were putting forth.
Yes.
That would be the problem. So,
right. A lot of it there. What's at the top of your list, or should we jump on mine? Either way.
Let's jump on yours for right now.
Did you see, This felt too familiar. I mean, we've heard, and I think the cause is the same in both cases. Watch how this works. The bureaucrats in Brussels in the European Union were trying to lever the Swiss into adopting EU standards of gun control.
Yep.
And the Swiss are going, sorry, partner, we're not in the EU. And then the bureaucrats go, let's see, what can we do? Oh, but you don't need a pass. You don't need a visa to go between Switzerland and the EU. It's an open border situation. Therefore, we're going to say that for that reason, you have to follow our gun laws, as opposed to our banking regulations or our environment or any other of the infinite differences between Switzerland and the EU.
Right.
Any excuse will do. When you're out to manipulate someone, any excuse will do. And the socialists and the gun grabbers in Switzerland jumped on it. And a bunch of the rest of the Swiss looked around and said, why don't you guys go pound sand over there in Brussels? We're not interested. Because gun ownership amongst the Swiss is extraordinary. Oh, now watch. It was fun to get this from John Lott. Gun ownership is moderate in the EU. Because the huge section of population of Swiss who have guns,
right.
They don't own the guns. They are issued to them by the government while they are in service, you know, those few years, and then for the decades they're in reserve. And then I think at like 60, I don't know when you finally roll out of the reserve. It's later in life. Then if you want, you can keep this gun that's you've had for 40 years and is now out of date for a modern military firearm. But only then would you be credited as being a, in quotes, gun owner. You were a gun possessor. But still, that dodge aside, the Swiss looked back at the EU and said, nah, go away.
Did you know that in the UN?
I'm sorry, Bill, you dropped out.
I said, did you know in the UN, you're talking about the EU, but in the UN they have a high representative for disarmament affairs.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
Can you, well, of the 160 some countries in the UN, most of them are, this is important. You have to understand that dictatorship is the rule. Liberal representative democracies are the rare exception.
Right.
So you expected dictators to vote for firearms ownership because why? No, dictators do what dictators do.
We just they just had the Global Week of Action Against Gun Violence. And the UARM disarmament affairs chief is a Japanese lady named Izumi Nakamitsu. And she made their stance on guns is that every day hundreds of lives are lost due to gun violence worldwide. They're responsible for about half of all violent deaths, nearly a quarter million each year, according to the UN website, which it doesn't break it down as to, you know, getting out there and comparing us to, say, I don't know, Syria.
No. Okay, we don't have to go that far.
Yep.
Brazil, Argentina, Mexico.
Yep.
Wow. Wow. We don't have to go to some place like Yemen. I mean, there the rule of law has failed. In theory, there is a rule of law in Mexico, in Brazil. But in fact, they disarmed the citizens, the thugs took over, manipulated the government, and it turned into a hellhole.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What did Donald Trump call it?
Hang on a second. We'll talk about what Trump called it when we get back. My guest is Rob Morse, and this is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Rob Morse. Let me ask you a question. Have you noticed that in the world out there, it's always the unelected bureaucrats that want to not just rule one small patch of dirt, but all patches of dirt? The UN wants to rule the world, and you know, the EU wants to rule Europe, and you know. Well, it's always the same sort of script.
Well, good. I'm glad we talked about that, because the reason, there's a broad reason for that. Bank of America, right, said they want to. They've flat out said they're going to refuse to do business with firearms owners, and they're going to tag if you make purchases at a store that sells firearms. You know, just like, oh, you went to we see you spent $50 in a restaurant, and this at a hardware store, and this at a gun store. Oh, my. But think of the reason. There are bureaucrats who control the B of A, right. And I don't mean the ones in the Bank of America. There are state and federal regulators that can turn the credit card business into a nightmare. Oh, we're going to audit you every day. And did they do this? Yes, they did under Barack Obama. They did it to Tea Party groups across the country. What was the multi-million-dollar settlements that came out? Not only the IRS, the FBI. Yeah, there are elements of our government that have been so politicized. Now, why do they do that? To make their political bosses happy. Is the EU any different? Absolutely not. Is the United Nations any different? Absolutely not. If I can make my messed up country, I'm on radio, Bill, I'll try to speak politely. If I run a messed up country in some 2-bit dictatorship, and I can make other people look like me and make it easier for me to be a dictator, here, you need all these regulations that I've imposed. It makes me look, makes the dictatorship look better.
And it's interesting. Well, I mean, it's interesting that I look at bureaucrats and the template is the same across the board, whether it's regional or hemispheric or worldwide or banks.
Or statewide, sure.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, the individual motivations of a bureaucrat to do what is politically advantageous for the bureaucrat, that's universal. That's
sure.
Right.
Yeah, the bureaucrats like being in business, and they certainly like being in charge. And I'm sure it's quite the rush. But
let's look at Chicago. If you were a company, and let's say you said, we're going to teach all of our employees to protect themselves. We value them as employees. Awesome. But if you decided to take them to a gun store or a shooting range to do that, pretty soon you would find that you were not politically favored. We noticed that there are large cracks in your parking lot. We're going to have to fine you for that. Oh, we've noticed this discharge from your 1,000 inspectors are better yet. Local inspectors will refuse to inspect your building and tell you you have to vacate until it's inspected. We've had that happen to pro-gun individuals.
Yep.
Let's use the example of Colorado after the recall. Yeah, if you stood up too tall, those bureaucrats didn't. Well, the politicians told the bureaucrats to make life difficult for citizens.
Sure.
Happens right here in the U.S. Smells like a third world dictatorship.
Lovely, isn't it?
Hey, but there are ways we strike back.
Well, you know, the thing about politics, especially partisan politics, is that it's a marathon.
Yes.
And you are going to, you're going to lose some. And it really starts to come down to whoever's going to be the last one standing.
Well, it's a very broad front. And what was that great quote, I think, by Glenn Reynolds long ago? An army of Davids. So High Point won't sell the Dick's Sporting Goods. I think Springfield said they won't. I mean, when High Point won't sell to you, you know, what a beautiful solution.
Sure.
I love
Hornady.
It.
Hornady is not selling to New York State, as far as I know.
And I went and talked to the. I just saw him in passing. He was busy. I said, "Can I come and interview on your decision?" He said, "Yes."
So what? I mean, how far does their decision go? Because I know that New York City, for example, their indoor range sends a lot. I mean, 30,000 pieces of brass used to go to Georgia Arms, that reloading ammo company down in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they do that anymore. I'm almost certain they don't.
Oh, that's too much giving guns to the rest of the world. They have to be, that brass has to get melted down. Dummies.
Shredded something, you know, shredded, turned into plowshares. That's always, let's turn it into a plowshare.
Well, let's. Okay.
Do you know anybody that actually uses plowshares nowadays?
So yeah, Amish. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're just up in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that area, but also other areas. But yes, they do. Still, they plow by horse, and people that there are a few small custom plots that still do. You were talking about the breadth of this cultural battle. Let's call it what it is.
Sure.
You know, we won one in Florida where a county said, oh, you government workers. Yeah. Well, you might be a Department of Public Safety employee. Oh, we recognize cops. Yeah, but how about child welfare? How about building inspectors? How about animal control? All you bureaucrats. And what makes us think that we've got employees scattered all across the county. We're not protecting them. Let them protect themselves. So a county said, yeah, you can carry on the job.
Right.
Not only in our parking lot, but on the job. Hey, that's another step toward normalizing firearms ownership and respecting it everywhere. It's a beautiful thing, to quote Ted Nugent.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, that is actually pretty, I mean, it is normalized to see people carrying guns because nobody freaks out when they see cops.
Right. Well, no, this would probably be concealed carry in the majority of the cases.
Right.
But, yeah, nobody freaks out over a cop carrying.
No.
Well, except for those that do. Oh, my gosh. The snowflakes are putting us all, yeah, making us, yeah, redefine
they're
what crazy
the
looks
snowflakes
like.
Snowflakes are always fun. I have fun with the snowflakes, yeah.
You know, yeah, do they get a commission for all the material they provide for you?
I don't know. I mean, they're the young people of America, right? And they completely have been sold this bill of goods that there's such a thing as a safe space, which I think is one of the most dangerous situations that has ever been to get somebody to believe that there's actually a safe space. There are no safe spaces. I would love to show them that without doing any long-lasting damage to them.
Right.
Or rather, I would love for them to find that out without them having any long-lasting damage done to them.
Wouldn't a ride-along just open up some of their eyes? Wow.
I don't know. With some of them, they're quite obstinate and quite, they're just not going to budge. So I think they would actually need to be in a safe space and have a couple of pipe hitters bang in on them and just, you know, be standing there looking at them saying, "We have opted not to do anything to you, but you got to understand the only reason that nothing's happening to you is because we have opted."
After the break.
More coming up with my guest, Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Are you an American patriot? FreeOldGlory.com is calling for all American patriots to have a free flag. We are giving away free American flags, flags for patriots, at FreeOldGlory.com. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Show off your pride as an American. Get a free American flag. Go now. That's freeoldglory.com. Go now.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I am talking to Rob Morse, and we've been talking about a few things here and there. How would you like to close this out, boss?
We've gone through most of my list. I did want to toss one thing out there. Because it's quite in the middle of my wheelhouse,
right.
It was fascinating to me to listen to the guys at Faster. Those are the people who provide a lot of teacher training, primarily in Ohio. Now it's come to Colorado as well.
Right.
And contrast that with the NRA School Shield program. The School Shield program is far more based on auditing a school and saying, here are all the safety issues we see.
Right.
Are you monitoring social media? Do you have strong programs in place that limit bullying? If you have a problem, how is it reported up and down the chain? What have you told your staff to do? Let me see your staff training materials. Is the campus secure? Are the buildings secure? Are classrooms secure? What happens if? Just the big things. And it was fascinating to hear some people describing the NRA program who brought a very different mindset. They were saying, look, if some kid even threatens to bring a gun to school and it looks like it's coming at all close, we failed. We wanted to head it off way earlier. Very much the attitude of the Secret Service. If an aggressor with a gun gets close to the president, they think they already failed because they didn't anticipate and remove that threat earlier. On the other hand, Faster is sitting there going, lots of people are coming to see that armed staff has to be on campus if the threat arrives. But if you're not ready for that, how about medical training? Who's against medical training? And by the way, before you say that, why don't you come with me and we'll go look in the shop class in the area where they have pottery being thrown. Let's see what their first aid kit looks like and if we can upgrade it.
Yeah.
And I just love the synergistic effect. There's room for both.
Yeah, there is. The whole thing about the turning down Faster versus going with the medical Now, have you been in a situation? Now, I know you've taken the FASTER class. You know the people that teach the FASTER program. Some of them. You know, I don't know if anybody knows all of them, but you know some of them.
I know. So, I know many of the staff and the instructors. Yes.
So for the when they come up there and say, no, we don't want to take weapons training, but we will take the first aid training.
Right.
Now, isn't that a little bit like being a conscientious objector?
Maybe, but watch what happens, Bill. If you say, okay, here's the event, you have to define the situation. What's the context? Here's what happens. Here's when you do this, do this, do this. Here's the threats. Sooner or later, it's very serious. And if you take some realistic training where they've kind of bloodied up a mannequin or someone else has been bloodied up, you know, I went to a class. In fact, I'm still trying to get it out of my pants where they used, you know, red dye and corn syrup.
Right.
And you go, wow, isn't there a way we could have prevented this injury? You go, yeah, there is. That's just down the hall over there. That's stopping the next victim.
Right.
I thought you weren't interested. Yeah. So even that, I think, works synergistically.
Well, I mean, in the interest of self-preservation, especially when some of these teachers or school districts, I mean, if I were a teacher and I said I am willing to carry a gun and defend my class, defend my school, I have training, I have done it, I'll take more training if that makes you happier about things. And that would just simply be in the which is why I carry a gun now.
Right. Everywhere else.
Out of a sense of self-preservation. I have no intention of getting racked up over something stupid. So, do these teachers that are just taking the whole first aid thing, besides saying, well, there should be a way we can prevent these really bad injuries, shouldn't there? Do any of them ever get up and say, well, listen, I'll come back and finish this later. I'm going to go take the FASTER class.
Well, you don't volunteer yourself. Your what's the great friend from Mandy Devineau in Massachusetts? You're voluntold, meaning, oh, we noticed, we've spoken to the local law enforcement, you're carrying everywhere else. Would you consider carrying in school as well? Bill, we have the same question for people who don't carry concealed.
Yeah.
Aren't they conscientious objectors? Or it's just it's inconvenient? And I don't think they've, you know, the more I study it, the more comfortable I've become with my decision. A lot of people don't want to be bothered. They just would go, it hasn't hit me yet. I'm going to ignore it. Okay. I'll pray for you that you're lucky your whole life.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's just dumb luck. It is nothing more than dumb luck.
Right.
And to think that there's anything, there is no skill in not having one of these things happen there. It's just luck.
On the other hand, if you and I both go to our grave and go, the great news is the medical kit wasn't cracked open except for, you know, little kid boo-boos.
Yeah.
And I never had to pull the trigger in anger. We're going to go, just dumb luck. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'd love to be lucky. I'd also like to have a choice.
Yep.
If I'm not.
I mean, just so everybody knows, if you ever are shaving your head and you nick yourself and you're bleeding like you've been shot with a shotgun, do not use the quick clot in your trauma bag. Just don't.
Is this personal experience?
Yes, it is.
What happens next? It stings like a nightmare? What?
Well, and this is the thing. See, in the 1980s, we did not have quick clot. We had pressure. We had a pressure bandage, and that was it. We had quick clot, which I'm almost certain experience was out there. We didn't have it, not the military.
Right.
So it was all about just getting out there and making sure that the bleeding stopped. And, well, I had no experience with quick clot the first time. So, you know, I was bleeding really bad, and I used the quick clot, and I did not remove the quick clot. And the next morning when I tried to remove the quick clot, well, the short story is that I started bleeding again.
You and it became intimately intertwined.
It was like it fused to me. So, I mean, we basically had to tear that off. And that
Ow!
Was, yeah, that was fun. So, I fully intend to go take a class one of these days and learn how to use the quick clot, if nothing else.
Have you ever taken a first aid class where they said, yeah, and if, oh, it's a puncture wound on the leg, not bad enough for a tourniquet, maybe it's so high you can't use one, where you pack a wound, and I did it in one, and man, you can put a lot of gauze in a hole.
Right.
Yards and yards. And, yeah, like 20 yards of the stuff. Man, yeah. they would make you work.
Yeah. So, first aid is definitely not, it's not something that's just automatically going to happen. You either need to train to do it and everything else. So maybe the conscientious objectors is a good thing. I don't know. I need to go.
Yeah, you do. Just you want to be well prepared in many areas. And you and I are more likely to go, wow, that looks like a bad wreck, and stop the car. And, you know, that's how we're going to waste the gauze more likely than anything else.
Yep. So, very shortly, Mr. Morris and I will be in Camden, Tennessee, taking the fighting pistol class with tactical response. We will give you a full report on that probably just days after we finish and get that. We become alumni of tactical response.
I'm looking forward to it. You and I have to talk off air and get all the dots and dashes squared away.
Absolutely. So, thank you for joining me this evening.
My pleasure, Bill. Talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, I have a surprise for you, and I'll let you know what that is when we get back. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.